USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Biden administration officials say they'll help those impacted by Hurricane Idalia for as long as it takes.
He has directed us to do everything that we can to accelerate recovery wherever people are impacted by extreme weather.
Homeland Security Advisor Liz Sherwood Randall told reporters that President Biden will visit areas hit hardest by the hurricane on Saturday. She added that officials will not know the full extent of the damage for several days. Idalia is now classified as a post-tropical cyclone moving back out to sea. The Biden administration proposing new regulations to eliminate the so-called gun show loophole. The rule proposed by the ATF would require anyone selling firearms in stores, gun shows, or over the internet to conduct criminal background checks on buyers. The new rule is set to go through the federal rulemaking process. President Biden says he spoke with Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell after the Republican appeared to freeze up during a press conference this week. Biden acknowledged McConnell had suffered a concussion several months ago. Kentucky's governor, in the meantime, is brushing off questions about whether it's time to seek a replacement for the 81-year-old Republican senator. The 84-year-old man who shot a black teenager named Ralph Jarl for knocking on his door will stand trial in Missouri.
Andrew Lester is charged with first-degree assault and armed criminal action. A judge ruled that enough evidence exists and Lester will go to trial. Jarl testified in the preliminary hearing, and attorneys presented a 911 call from Lester after he shot Jarl. I'm Brian Shook.
14 million people are expected to pass through the nation's airports this Labor Day weekend. The TSA bracing for a high volume of travelers Friday through Wednesday, September 6th. National average gas prices may also hit a record high over the holiday weekend. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Texas's restrictions on sexually explicit shows in front of children on hold for now. A federal judge has granted a temporary restraining order, keeping the law from going into effect this week. The ACLU says the ban is a violation of free speech rights. The bill's backers disagree and say it's specifically tailored to protect kids from sexually oriented performances. Among other things, the legislation prohibits any performers from using sexually explicit prosthetics in public. Opponents say the language is so broad it could affect Broadway shows and football cheerleaders. The front page of the Daily Tar Heel Wednesday covered in text messages sent and received by UNC students amidst a shooting there.
This comes as a graduate student allegedly killed a professor on Monday during an hours-long lockdown. The paper's student team came up with the idea. Some of the messages read, "Are you safe? Where are you? And can you hear any gunshots? Please stay safe." The paper's student print managing editor, Caitlin Yaidi, told CNN that the idea came about as they discussed ideas to communicate to people the emotions the students felt. In Raleigh, I'm Lisa Taylor.
Taylor Swift is giving fans who missed out on tickets to her Eras Tour a chance to experience it at the movies. The singer-songwriter will release Taylor Swift, the Eras Tour film, in theaters October 13th. AMC Theaters says the concert film will play at all of its U.S. locations. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Parents, are you tired of helping put your kids' shoes on? They're squirming, watching cartoons, anything but helping. Luckily, it's Skechers to the rescue. Introducing new hands-free Skechers slip-ins. Footwear you can just get your kids to step into and their shoes are on. You don't need to bend over. You don't need to sit on the floor and try to wrangle them on. And they're available in all types of Skechers styles, with and without laces, and most are machine washable. Find Skechers slip-ins for kids or mom and dad at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish shoes are sold.